malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Thursday 4 o'clock happy hour. Always happy when my good friend, former U.S. Attorney James Santel, comes around. What a fun show so far. And it gets better when you participate at 844-967-2789. The breaking news, I guess I shared it a little bit with former U.S. Attorney James Santel, but here's the headline. Gableman, you know, Michael Gableman, corrupted former Supreme Court Justice. Gableman seeks to jail the mayors of Madison and Green Bay if they won't meet him for an election probe.
Shame on you.
Yeah, throw him in jail. The retired, corrupted, you know, same, state Supreme Court Justice heading the GOP-ordered probe, that means a partisan hack probe, into Wisconsin's 2020 election, has sought to jail the mayors of Madison and Green Bay if the two officials do not meet with him.
I'm sure that that'll go down just fine. I'm sure he has jurisdiction and the authority to do so.
Michael Gableman, who was hired by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss earlier this year to conduct the probe into how the November election was conducted, just basically find some rigging, had initially requested interviews with mayors and city clerks in five cities, a demand Gableman later backed off. And court documents filed in Waukesha County Circuit Court this week, first reported by PBS Wisconsin, Gableman said Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway and Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich refused to meet with him on November 15th. And obviously that made him sad. Gableman said the mayors have not met with him or provided reasoning. The court documents do not show up on the state's online database. We've talked about this a few times. And take note of a couple of the dates, because they're going to be conspicuous. Gableman has asked the court, which plans to take up the matter on December 22nd, to compel the two mayors to meet with him. But guess what's the very next day? Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has dismissed Gableman's probe as a fake investigation and has sought a restraining order barring Gableman from seeking interviews outside of the public legislative meeting. A hearing on Call's lawsuit is scheduled for December 23rd. A race to Waukesha County Court, you know, because Gableman thinks he will compel them before the contrary ruling comes down. Speaking for the State Assembly Campaign and Elections Committee on Wednesday, Gableman said he filed lawsuits that would allow him to seize city documents from Gingrich and Rhodes Conway. Seize them! Although Madison City Attorney Michael Haas said Wednesday he hadn't heard anything about them. I will seize your documents. I will eat your ass. During Wednesday's meeting, Gableman accused Wisconsin Elections Committee. That's who he reminds me of. Gableman is like a different but similar Alex Jones.
Probably about the same qualifications in my mind.
During Wednesday's meeting, Gableman accused the Wisconsin Elections Commission, its administrator, Megan Wolf Gingrich, and Rhodes Conway of cover-ups for refusing to cooperate with this probe. Why go through all this legal evasion, maneuvering, and expense unless they do not want the public to know what they have done, he said.
What are you accusing them of doing? Do you have anything that you're going to accuse them of doing? Anything? Any hypotheses? Anything at all?
He's sparing right there. You know, they're covering up because otherwise they'd be transparent with me.
Oh, okay.
Although I won't even tell you who's working on the investigation.
So then let's apply that to the January 6th people who are not.
A whole different issue. Oh, Black Lives Matter. We should be investigating the rioters of Black Lives Matter.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Shame on you.
Voss had allocated nearly $680,000 in taxpayer money for the one-party investigation. And that ain't like a good party. Like, we're going to have one big hell of a party. That means just a Republican Party investigation, which is focused on some of the procedures voters and clerks relied on in casting and processing ballots. Although some have raised the prospect of fraud, some people say no claims of large-scale cheating have been substantiated, and the investigation so far at least is not seeking to review any ballots. Gableman's investigation largely focuses on how the 2020 election was carried out, with a specific focus on grants from the Center of Tech and Civic Life, that Zuckerberg money, provided to the state's five largest cities. The recount and court decisions have affirmed that President Biden defeated Donald Trump in Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. Four voters out of roughly nearly 3 million who cast ballots have been charged with fraud. Well, there was fraud. There's four cases out of 3 million. That's got to be statistically significant, doesn't it?
I never saw that this man ever used statistics to actually prove any of his points whatsoever.
Throw them in jail. I mean, really, does Gableman think that he's going to be able to scoop up the Madison mayor and force her, compel her to testify, not in public? I mean, I would actually say, okay, Saadia Rhodes, go down to the committee where you've been subpoenaed to appear. But if you're supposed to go down to the office share where Gableman and the Thomas More Society...
And don't forget the liposuction clinic.
Well, yes, of course. You know, just being prudent with the taxpayers' dollars, according to Gableman.
$41,000 a month.
Currently spending?
Yeah, that's how much it costs. That's the staff. That's his staff that we don't necessarily know all of the people.
About a $40,000 a month staff expenditure. We know most of them. But the one guy, can't tell you about the one guy.
No, and shame on you.
And there's Carol M. and there's that Ron guy that sued to, what, overturn the election.
Yeah.
And there's that other guy that, what was he doing? He was, what, seeking ballots? The felonious guy, the former.
Yeah, he wanted to actually have copies of people's ballots. Yeah.
So anyways, this is going swimmingly.
I am basically at the point where Gableman, I assumed, had at least some sort of legal training and had some sort of basic competency to understand the jurisdictions he's in, where he is. But yesterday, he thought that he was in his own courtroom. He thought he wanted to have something stricken from the record, which he's not in the situation where that actually happens. He's also admitted he doesn't know how elections run, but yet he's doing an investigation into elections. And he seems to be... exuding some sort of authority that he doesn't have. I'm not necessarily sure this man really knows where he is or what he's doing at any given point. But I do know that when he feels a little bit off edge, he does lash out and yell at people, become red-faced, and say things like,
"Shame on you,"
over and over and over again.
That was Gableman, and he was arguing with Mark Spreitzer, a Democrat from Beloit, and they were, what, in a committee hearing yesterday. And Gableman didn't like his tone or his line of questioning.
Wanted things to be stricken from the record as if he was still in court, which, by the way, you are not.
Hmm. You know, I was just looking at his record talking about Gableman. I'm not sure if he ever won an election. Oh, I guess he won the one. He won one election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, one election in which he... disgraced himself. He went after Lewis Butler and racist grounds. And when the ethical charges flew against him, talking about Gableman, you know, well, now he's on the Supreme Court, and the only one capable of making a ruling upon the Supreme Court were, what, Wisconsin Supreme Court members. And they were deadlocked, so no ethical, you know, slap on the wrist or anything. The fact that he, you know, basically lied about his opponent in a Supreme Court race, well, he never had any consequence for that. But prior, you know, because I wondered, what bench, where the hell did Gableman ever serve in a courtroom? I don't mean the higher court, because that's not really a courtroom. They don't have the actual testimony there. Well, they have oral arguments, but it's different. But I forgot, he was a Scott McCallum appointee to the Wisconsin Circuit Court for Burnett County, and he used to be the district attorney of Ashland County, where he was appointed by Tommy Thompson. So those Great. Are his
I would hope
jobs
that,
in the
my
law.
My point is, I would hope that he would have garnered a little bit more experience than he has seemed to be showing in the latest hearings. And every time I see him, he admits to the more things that he does not know. He doesn't know how elections are run. He doesn't know that he's not in a courtroom. And he doesn't necessarily know what his scope statement is, what he's supposed to be doing with his elections. He doesn't seem to be really sure about who's working for him or what he's really... What would you say you do here?
Well, of course, you give a lot of political cover for Republicans that would like to perpetrate and propagate this big lie. And he's doing his job swimmingly. 844-967-2789. You're not doing your job unless you call us. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Believe Dean is up next. Dean, welcome to the party. What do you got for us?
I believe you forgot one thing that about Gableman. He doesn't know how to run an audit, an election audit. But I heard a report that he hadn't even voted in the last 7 elections that he could vote in.
Well, no one says you gotta vote, do you, Dean? No, I mean, that seems quite ironic that the guy that would call it a rigged election and, you know, would be put in charge of investigating the electoral process would be a guy who didn't actually civically participate in those very same elections. That does seem ironic, doesn't it, Dean?
Yeah, if you participate a little bit, you might learn something on how things are run. So that's just kind of another, cherry on top.
Oh, that's a cherry on top. Dean, thank you for listening. 844-967-2789.
Have you considered that he thinks he's above us mere mortals?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have to vote because, you know, it's just assumed his will.
Oh, he's a pompous ass of the highest degree. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm hardly confused about the mechanism that Mr. Gableman believes gives him this power to look at arresting people. Now, how does this go? Because does he have subpoena power? Did Voss give him subpoena power?
The committee has subpoena power. And if you'll recall earlier, Joe, that he had this Carol Ember, somebody sent off some threatening letters with some Google email accounts saying, give us your documents, and you've been subpoenaed. And actually, Janelle Branchon, who is a Republican lawmaker and heads up the committee, she also issued her own subpoenas, and those were found to be invalid. But the committee itself, when the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, and one other, I believe it's a legislative attorney, when they sign off, well, the legislature does apparently through committee have the power of subpoena, Joe, and they can quote unquote compel testimony. But legally, you got to compel testimony through the mechanism. Let's call it the Assembly Elections Committee. So could they force the mayor of Madison or Eric Gingrich up in Green Bay to come down and give testimony? Yeah, probably. I think you should honor those sort of subpoenas. I don't think there's any real reason to be fearful of giving testimony in that the mayor doesn't actually run the elections, Joe. But above and beyond that, to go down to the office chair and to have to give testimony that's not transparent, perhaps not transcribed, you can't. I mean, I wouldn't give he said, she said testimony down at the cop station. Why should these elected officials be expected to do so down at the office chair?
Why would he even ask that? Why wouldn't it make sense that they would be public, that he would want people to see if he really believes that these mayors have some role to play, or which obviously they don't, but if he thought they did, wouldn't you want it to be public? Wouldn't you want
smearing of them, Joe, is exactly what he wants. Casting these aspersions upon them and, you know, trying to compel them through the Waukesha courts. You know, he runs to Waukesha and there's nothing on the CCAP and there's little or no response they can make to these charges leveled against them. You know, ultimately, even the timing conspicuous. He wants to get out in front of the Josh Call lawsuit because Josh Call is trying to invalidate his fake investigation, Joe.
A nice little hornet's nest Mr. Gableman has given us, a ridiculous hornet's nest.
I think this is a purposeful distraction. This is a shiny object, Joe, exactly what Republicans want. They want to confuse. They want to, you know, drum up engagement. I think that's certainly successful. I mean, I keep talking about the ratings over on Right Wing Talk Radio. They are the platform of choice for this big lie. And telling the big lie is exactly what the listeners of Right Wing Talk Radio want to hear. They're eating it up and they're becoming engaged. And if nothing else, that is the goal. You got to keep yours engaged because you need them to vote next year. You know, even though they don't believe in elections because the last one got stolen. It's all very oxymoronic. More devils.